Moore sends it down the middle. It's going to bounce all the way out to Antonella. Atlanta, it is over! This city has a champion, and it's Atlanta United, winners of the 2018 MLS Cup Final.
Mike Conley on 92.9 The Game on Saturday night in front of 73,000 people in a record crowd for an MLS Cup and the first championship of what we hope many MLS Cups. No pressure there, Atlanta United. No pressure, Darren Eales. We welcome in the program in the morning show with John and Hugh, the president of Atlanta United, Darren Eales, who joins us this morning. Darren, welcome to the show and congratulations. Very, very, very well earned.
Morning, chaps. Yeah, no, that was great to hear the footage again of the game. Yeah, what a match.
So, Darren, so how are you feeling right now? I mean, this has to be, like, when you talk about your life and everything that you've accomplished, how, number one, how are you feeling? And where does this rate in everything that you've done in your life so far?
Yeah, it's pretty incredible, Hugh. I think the moment for me was we were in the parade and we turned left onto Marietta and there was just, you know, thousands and thousands more people there lining the streets. And, you know, I think that was a moment where it was just a sort of wake-up call of, wow, you know, this has been, you know, a pretty incredible achievement to have won it in only our second season. And, you know, this city and our fans have just been incredible. And, you know, I can't think of a better city in the world than Atlanta for, you know, the soccer fans that we've got here. I just love it.
Another question I had, Darren, how did y'all get that big trophy in such a short period of time to put on that float? Where did you get that from? Because I'm thinking...
A lot of people working very hard.
No, because, Darren, I'm thinking like, wait a minute. It's what, Monday? Who the hell was working throughout the night? Who did y'all pay to work through the night to get that trophy ready to go to put on that float?
Yeah, no, we had a lot of people working really hard to get that praise. You think about it, we only had a 36-hour turnaround for it. And look, I mean, it was incredible. And given the weather, I mean, it's ironic. You know, we're in Atlanta. One of the pluses we have here is the great weather. But it just happened that Saturday night and for the parade, it wasn't the best. But we still had an unbelievable turnout.
You know, when you talk about how, you know, the journey for soccer in the city of Atlanta and how it started out 10 years ago and, you know, you're 2 years in and everything that you hope to aspire for in, you know, during this time here, as far as I know in your dreams you've seen, you know, winning the MLS Cup and everything. Was it everything that it was in your dreams when you saw it in real life?
Yeah, no, it's pretty special. I think, look, I quite like the way the game went as well. Once we got the second goal, it felt very unlike most sort of Atlanta sports. It felt fairly comfortable. You knew you couldn't relax until the final whistle went. But I think, you know, when that final whistle went, it was just a great moment. And look, a really great moment for Arthur Blank in terms of all he's done. Great moment for the city because it'd been since 1995, as we know, since we won a championship trophy. So that was really good. And for all the associates that have worked, you know, the Atlanta United employees from, you know, 4 years ago when we started, and also across the businesses of the A and B group, because this really was a team effort. If you think about, you know, one of the big advantages we had is we came into an organization that already had, you know, absolutely amazing associates working there that really helped it out and chipped in as we built the club. So we were very fortunate to have that whole support mechanism.
It just really is. I keep going back to, you know, the moment that the announcement came for MLS to now and how quickly this all came together. You know, Darren, the very first game at Bobby Dodd against Red Bulls when I was outside with you and we were doing that pregame show and we realized that, well, okay, you're not going to have, you know, 35,000. You're going to have to increase the size of the stadium to 40,000 and then all of a sudden 70. Everything that could have possibly gone right went right. I mean, it's been magical since the jump for you.
Yeah, I mean, you think back to that, John. I mean, first game, we thought, okay, we've got a sellout, but we've sold out every single game since, which is pretty remarkable. And the crowds have just got bigger and bigger. And I think, look, I mean, again, it comes back to the way that our fans responded because, you know, Bobby Dodd was at the time, we felt, obviously, a bit of a setback because there was a delay to the stadium. But, you know, our amazing fans turned it into a real positive, and actually that was a great sort of launch pad for us to go into Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So that's been the great thing about this the whole way through the journey. Yeah, there's been some ups and downs. You know, we had the disappointment of the playoff game last year, but the reality is the players learned from that. And, you know, the fans came back louder than ever this season to cheer us on, and it's just been a remarkable journey.
So, Darren, how big is the ring going to be? I mean, that's the question. I've been wondering that all morning because, you know, nowadays when you get championships, they have to be big, gaudy rings. So are you guys thinking big and gaudy, or are you going to keep it a little bit more conservative?
That's definitely an American thing. Rich McKay's got his one from when he was at Tampa Bay, and it's ginormous. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. We don't do those in England. In England, we just have medals, but I'm looking forward to getting my nice big gaudy ring and wearing it about town and getting free beers.
No, you know what? I saw the medals, and I think that was a nice touch. That was a really nice touch because that's something that I've never seen before. I saw the guys when they were on the pitch. They put their medals on and everything. I thought it was pretty cool because it's something that it's like one of those things that you can actually wear right now to show that you were part of the team. And another question I have to ask, Darren, is, okay, we're reveling in this championship in the city of Atlanta right now, but when do you start to transition and get – because there's a lot going on with this team. When you start to transition and start to focus on next season, when does that happen for you?
Well, look, I mean, here it's funny. We had the parade, and the first question from Doug Roberson for the AJC is, you know, what next for next season? It's like, come on, Doug, we want to enjoy the moment. But, you know, the reality is, you know, we've had already the expansion draft is today at 2 o'clock, so we may find if someone is going to get taken by FC Cincinnati in the expansion draft. So really, it's a continual process. And, you know, we know that Tatar is contract up at the end of this season. So, you know, we now can start in earnest the search for the head coach. So we've got a lot of things going on. There really is no rest. But, you know, I think it was important for, you know, the parade yesterday was a great moment for our players, our coaching staff, all of our associates across the businesses and the fans to take pause because, you know, the reality is it's the danger is you always keep looking ahead and you don't actually savor the moments whilst they're there. So, you know, this was an incredible achievement for a young franchise to win a trophy in only its second season. And, of course, we're going to strive to do better, to do, you know, win more trophies. We've got the Champions League next year. We want to sort of become one of those top clubs in the world. But I think it was nice to take a pause and, you know, let it all sink in that this was one heck of an achievement.
Indeed it was. Darren Neils, team president of Atlanta United, joining us live on the heels of the MLS Cup coming to Atlanta and the beginning of something. I have so much I want to talk to you about, but I want to make sure that I get, you know, some of the points that I know the fans will want to hear, and Hugh brought up one of them, so let me bring up another. A lot of teams, especially EPL, we've heard, going to knock on the door for Miggy Almiron. What do you think it's going to take for them to be able to secure a transfer?
Well, we've always said this, John. I mean, he's under contract for 3 more years with us. You know, he's been a great player. He's obviously one of the top players in the league. And, you know, clearly I can understand why a lot of clubs are interested in him, both in England and throughout Europe. But the reality is it's got to be an offer that makes sense for the player. We want it to be, somewhere that's sensible for him to go to. But more importantly, for the league and for Atlanta United. So, you know, I don't want to put a figure down there, but it has to be a lot bigger than, I love my new American phrase is chump change, than the chump change I've seen in the newspapers in England. It's going to have to be a heck of a lot more than that.
And then what? Tell me now, you get ready, you're going to have to break camp really quickly here because you've got CONCACAF coming up and the Champions League. This is another feather in your camp. And so, I mean, this is the turnaround for this team. There's not a whole lot of time, as we were discussing, for you to let this sink and enjoy, because in a couple of months, you're back to playing again.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. We have 3rd of January, we go off for the combine, you know, for the draft. So, you know, literally it's Christmas and then we're back on it and we'll be training around the 14th of January. So it really does come quickly with the CONCACAF Champions League. But that's what we want. You know, we're glad that the season went as long as it did, and it's shorter because we're in the Champions League, which again is an important competition for us next year.
Yeah, it is going to be a very important competition and another chance for, you know, another bit of glory for this franchise. Darren, you go back to the beginning here. You know, this happened so fast for you. Does it reset your expectations for this franchise moving forward and what you think this franchise can accomplish in your tenure?
Yeah, I think it does. I mean, I think we never would have imagined. I felt pretty confident on the technical side, albeit, you know, 2 years is pretty quick to win the MLS Cup, but I felt confident in that respect when I go back 4 years. What I wasn't sure about was, you know, this whole debate about Atlanta and the sports town, and was it a fickle sports town? And clearly we've seen that's a load of rubbish, and, you know, we're now absolutely in the spotlight in terms of sporting cities around the world because, you know, soccer is the global game and people just can't believe the scenes they're seeing at the matches at Mercedes-Benz Stadium and the parades, etc. I think the key thing for us is we're still in the growth sport. So, you know, we're pioneers in the sense that, yes, you know, Atlanta United's growth is important, but it's got to be in the context of the league getting bigger as well. And that's what I'm really excited about. Because you think about it, you know, we've shown a model that's really proven to be a success. We've got the World Cup coming in 2026 to North America. And when you look at all the demographics, all of the meteorites, and you look at the ages and the profiles of the people that are watching this sport, you know, the future is really bright for soccer. And I think that's where I'm most excited because, you know, I can see us being one of those, you know, big teams in a league that keeps growing. And, you know, we want to be the Manchester United of MLS, if you're using a, you know, global soccer league, or we want to be the Dallas Cowboys if you're using the NFL, in terms of, you know, that team, that brand that everybody knows. And that's what I'm excited about, building that club to be one of the world's biggest clubs.
Not the Dallas Cowboys, though, Darren. I mean, you're doing good if you said Dallas Cowboys. Maybe the Atlanta Falcons or somebody like that. Not the Dallas Cowboys. Not the Dallas Cowboys. Not the Dallas Cowboys.
Darren, congratulations again. And, no pressure, but you got to win it again next year, just saying.
No worries. We'll try to do the repeat.
Okay, thanks. Darren Eales, team president of Atlanta United.